I really want to do one of these stories down the road when I have time.
Just send the audio.
I mean, don't use it if you don't use it, but like,
we'll use it.
Okay.
Rain will listen to it. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Well, the whole thing, like, call it Jew. Like, you're special. Supposed to call it the Jew.
The Jew.
That'll be the whole thing.
It'd make me want to joke. I'm so hot.
You just complain the whole time. Yeah.
Is this position okay for you? I don't know. It's like, it's hot in here, right? Should I put the air conditioning on? Guys, if you're listening, excuse the air conditioner, but it's just too hot.
Talk about your mom a little bit.
Yeah. Ugh, she's calling again. I just want to do my own thing.
And at the end, you knock her period loose.
Yeah. Oh boy, you're bleeding all over me. This can't be sanitary. Yo, 3 million, 3 million, everybody. Wow. Oh, my Lord. I can't. I 3 million. That's nutty. That's nutty. What? If you know what I'm talking about, I released a special called Ari Shaffir Jew. Just, I guess, 13 days ago, and it's already got over 3 million views. YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. Go check it out if you haven't seen it yet. I assume most of you have already seen it. I assume you have. You're my hardcore fans here at Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank Podcast Industries. 3 million views. Wow. I mean, it's if you don't know, it's my special. And it's not only my best special I've ever done, it's my best special I ever will do. I'm not capable of hitting that level again. Oh no, I'm not gonna work for 5 years on my next special. My next special, I can pretty much guarantee you, will be a hot loaded dog shit. It's gonna be a collection of bits, like a Van Halen concert, instead of this one, which is Dark Side of the Moon. Yep, I do have it here. If you're watching this on YouTube.com/RHFear, why not subscribe, everybody? I'm close to 200,000 subscribers. Dark Side of the Moon. And now you're like, Ari, are you comparing your special, Ari Shaffir Jew, to one of the greatest albums of all time, Dark Side of the Moon? Yes, I am. In that both of them were performed by someone who Jews dislike sometimes. And I tell you, did you guys see my Tuesdays with Stories episode? I go into the whole story about how I met the guy who made that album. It was a fun night. Me, Duncan, Tony, Rogan. Fun night. Anyway, 3 million views, everybody. Thank you all for, if you donated, the money's coming in. I probably got like 40% of it paid off now. I got the song paid off. Should I go out with this song? No, I'm going to go. I found this album by Satchmo, by Louis Armstrong in New Orleans. Oh, dude, I went to Mark Norman's wedding in New Orleans. And man, what a fun time. Shit show. I mean, shit show. To hang out with Sam Morril and Stavi and Joe List a bunch, and just like, man, it was just a fun time. They put on a good wedding. New Orleans is the jam, dude. Yeah, I'm still kind of recovering. Oof. Let's start the episode, guys. Why even wait? As my present back to you for getting me to 3 million views and only I think I hit it in 10 days. Let's just start the episode. Today on the podcast from the Girls Gotta Eat, both the Girls Gotta Eat podcast ladies come on and talk to me about dildos, about how to properly, you know, get off a chick, what kind of dildos to use, what kind of vibrators to use, you know, sex toys in general. Girls have to jerk off, you guys. They do. You expect them not to, but why? Your dick's not doing it. You think your dick is special? It's soft. It's soft around the edges. A fucking vibrator? Hard all the way through. Rock hard every time. Your dick, you know it gets soft. Yeah. Not dildos, not vibrators. They stay the fucking tensile strength they always are. Is that the right word? Girls have to jerk off. Girls have to beat it. Girls have to beat. Girls gotta beat. That's the episode. Girls gotta beat. Raina and Ashley from the Girls Gotta Eat podcast. We're talking about vibrators, everybody. They brought one in. They brought a nice one in. I've used it. Smells like poop. And it's great. They're hilarious. What a fun podcast episode we did. So let's just start. You know, I got dates. I'll tell you about them later. Dallas is coming up. That's the next one. And the, should I say it? I don't have a date yet. The Beacon is coming in March in New York, a massive show. Vancouver's not, I'll talk about it all. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 490. Man, I really should learn these. I'm going to guess 493. Girls got a beat off. With Raina Goldberg. Is it Goldberg? Goldstein? I think Goldberg. And Ashley Hazeltine. I think it's Hazeltine, but she says it's not. But I don't know, man. I don't want to mansplain, but like, I think I know how to pronounce your name better than you do. You know? 3 million hits. Seriously, thank you for everybody who watched it, who told everybody. This Thanksgiving, you guys got to show your families. That's one of the coolest things about it. People are like, I want to show my dad. My dad loves it. Dad's a degenerate piece of shit. And so is yours. So show your degenerate piece of shit dad, who's probably cheated on your mom a bunch of times, probably like 3 times. Even if you think your dad's like really like, you know, put together, probably cheated on your mom at least once, probably tried 2 other times and failed. Maybe resisted 3 or 4 other times, if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Your dad's a piece of shit. And pieces of shit love my new special, Ari Shaffir Jew. Thanks for the comments. Keep commenting. Go back there. Comment again. The donations are piling up. And if I pay it off, I'm going to have a party. You can donate right on YouTube. You can donate right here on YouTube, too. But you can go to the special and do it there. The super thanks. PayPal, Venmo, any which way you want. Guys, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 494. Girls Got a Beat with Ashley and Raina. Starts now. Really fun episode.
Or do you just jump right in? Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Do you intro us? Should we intro ourselves?
Later. Yeah, I'll do an intro later. But like, okay. we can do it right now. These are the girls. Got to eat, girls. Raina and Ashley. Hazeltine. Tyne.
Not even close.
Ashley Hazel.
Hazeltine.
Hazeltine. You sure though?
Who knows?
Yeah.
That's what we decide.
Raina, I don't know your last name.
Greenberg. I'm a fellow Jew. Ari.
Yeah. Did you have a sweet 16 birthday present?
What does that mean?
I mean, your nose is not of Jewish.
It's not. Why is it good or bad?
Good.
It's small.
I really like my nose. No, I bought it like a tramp stamp when I was 18, but no birthday presents for 16. All right. My body.
I got a nose job.
You did?
Yeah, I got Raina's 16th birthday gift.
You're not Jewish.
Last year. Wow.
She amputated the Jewish nose
2 years ago.
You got rid of your nose 2 years ago? In the time I've known you?
2021. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was it before? Massive?
You know, it's funny because
surgeable?
It's like you think it's not that I thought it was like fine cuz I got it redone, but when you look back, you're like, "Ugh. What was I doing? Why did anyone say
Why
anything?"
Why was I living like that for so long?
You really look so different. I think you look so beautiful. You have like an elite nose job, but it is so funny when you look back
nose.
And you're like, I could have, like, my teeth. When you Google Raina Greenberg, the first thing that comes up is Raina Greenberg teeth.
It's like Cardi B.
Because I got new teeth and I got new teeth. Yeah, I bought veneers. And my old ones were just like not cute. Also, I have to tell you, when you Google Ari Shaffir, the first thing that comes up is dick.
Yeah.
What?
Do you know that?
First of all, can I just first of all, that's what you search.
So I actually was thinking on my way
searching.
Over here today.
That's Ari. A mixture of like, everybody and you.
No, I think I have searched Ari Shaffir dick before.
But weren't you
I guarantee if my mom searches Ari Shaffir, dick does not come up.
Call her right now. Call her right now.
Let's all do Google.
Yeah, Google yourself. I probably have Googled your dick before.
I think.
I bet it's going to
say I probably have.
Oh, I see.
Like,
well, weren't you?
It's a mixture of what you Google and what everybody Googles.
You know the algorithm.
I'm telling you, it's a past.
Weren't you doing shows with your dick out though?
I have.
Okay.
Ari Shaffir, this is not complete.
Oh
no.
Ari Shaffir,
yeah, you do yours.
Space.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Just go into Google.
Mike Vecchio, you're positive.
I took a photo. I took a photo of it for you to share, and then Ashley can look up hers.
Outline of my dick.
It's not an outline of your dick. It's just like you talk about it a lot. So yeah, mine's Ari Shaffir Kobe.
Yeah, that's the second one it's going to be. Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to be knocked out of that other stuff with Dick.
What happened to Ari Shaffir?
Wait, Dick isn't even on mine.
It's you, Raina. It's you.
I'm telling you, I have Googled Ari Shaffir Dick before. I wonder why.
Is there a cat? Do you have a cat meme or something?
Yeah, why is
cat? I look
cat?
Like a cat.
Okay, that's a thing. Okay, this is very exactly funny. Like you're right. It is like what your personality, because mine is like, I did actually recently. I mean, Kobe. We're not gonna go down that road. But I had kind of whatever special. I did just watch your special. Net worth. I'm interested.
Yeah, sure. As any woman,
net worth is not even on my list.
You don't care at all. It's so funny because now you have your own money, so you're like, that doesn't matter anymore. Actually, give me that dick.
Still matters to me. That is so true. I'm like, oh, I could deal without a dick. No, I'm kidding. Wait, what is the, hold on, cat meme.
See that cat?
Okay.
That's just me.
Wow.
Right?
Oh my God.
Let me see it.
That's your face.
Oh wow, that is your face.
Yeah, Monroe Martin, I made a shirt out of it, and he goes, did you Photoshop? Who made that picture? I'm like, no, that's just a picture. It's a photograph.
Also,
like,
your dad is there, Ari Shaffir dad. What happened to Ari Shaffir is my favorite.
This is a real cat. That's not a Photoshop.
It's just a real cat. And it's a whole genre.
What if that was your cat?
I should get that cat. Isn't that so me?
Ari, it really looks like you.
Do you know
it's
the
nuts.
I don't really love animals with human features.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you go to Boris and Horton?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've seen you there.
Yeah.
Which, no shade. I love it there.
You don't?
No, I love Boris and Horton, but Boris is a little scary looking.
The dog. Have I met him?
He looks into your soul. I have left when he's walked in. He really?
The dog? The dog comes and you leave?
The way he looks at you, you're scary. He's a human.
It's too much.
Like, I don't like dogs with reality, blue eyes. But not,
it's like you're going to be far away or exactly human.
Yeah, or like the cat. But I don't like dogs with blue eyes. Like I want you to look like a dog.
Your dog stares me in the eyes. I feel like he like understands me. My dad's dog too, but it's not creepy. This Boris is creepy.
This is a different one.
I love Boris.
Have you met Horton?
I can't remember.
Is Horton a dog?
Yeah, it's
both dogs.
It's the the dad and daughter team that own it, and I love them.
They're opening up in Brooklyn.
Oh, I mean, no coffee shop is more profitable than that place.
It's great.
You used to go creep there before you had a dog, didn't you?
Yeah, I would creep. I would pretend like, hey, he's around here somewhere. And I would just get the free treats.
I do think I saw you in there without pre-dog.
Yeah, I get yelled at once in a while. Like, don't feed my dog treats. I'm like, well, why is your dog fucking here in a treat place? I don't know.
It is really weird to go there when you don't have a dog. I used to go sometimes in the morning and just sit there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's good energy.
He says it's the happiest place in New York.
Yeah.
And it is.
It absolutely is.
I can't go when I'm hungover. There's been a lot of Sundays. We have a friend.
Yeah.
95% of the plan she makes for me is, do you want to just come to Boris and Horton with me and my dog? I'm like, can we just do something else sometimes? If I'm hungover, I can't be in there.
It's an issue when dog owners are too much like people owners, like parents. And they just bring their thing everywhere. And you're like, dude, we're not doing that right now. We're at a bar.
Well, yeah.
We're not making all our plans based on your shit.
Yeah. It's not a child. Like the reason why you have a dog instead of a child is because you can leave it home.
Yeah. Is that a yin yang ring?
I've been to ask you about that all day. Yeah.
Very spiritual.
This is new for her. I've never seen this before.
I know. I just like got it in Denver in this like just shop. Happened? Well, do you guys, is it weird?
No.
I was into it in seventh grade.
That's back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Like, I love, not the 90s for you, was that what you
Yeah, heard? I guess so. Yeah, yeah. It was
like,
the 90s.
All of it's, I just remember, I love nostalgic stuff. So we're dressing like we used to dress back then.
Yeah.
I love a yin yang.
It has come around. Yin yang.
I love it. I just got an evil eye. So I thought maybe you wanted to like, you know.
Aren't you into that stuff? Are you like a yoga person?
No, I do fake yoga.
Oh, that's a joke.
What does that mean?
I've done it a few times and I just teach classes, but I don't know how to do any of the moves really.
People pay you money to come to
online.
Your fake
yoga. Real yogis don't charge.
Okay, there is so much judgment in the yoga community.
There's yoga. There's like yoga shaming?
I'm a yoga enthusiast, but the community can be a little crazy.
Yeah.
With a lot of judgment.
You're not supposed to charge. Real yogis don't charge. The ones in India that fucking call up snakes out of buckets or whatever.
How do they make money?
They get donated.
They take donations though. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not, you're not paying for the class. You're just giving a donation.
Yeah, but now it's like mandatory donation and like shady. Not yoga with Ari. Yoga with Ari. Over 100 classes online right now. I get to some of the moves.
Is it a comedy? You tell jokes?
I tell jokes during
Is your dick out?
No, my dick's not been out. My balls have sneaked out before. We've had to blur those. You know, some of these moves, you know.
What do the real yogis think of dick out yoga?
They're impressed. But like, but like, yeah, I'll do a couple moves that I'll get, but I'll compare stuff. So me and Bobby Lee were doing stuff, and you like, we just do it like, we was like Mexicans digging up. Digging, whatever, like break. I don't know. We just do.
That's what you call the move.
Yeah, certain ones. Like, what would this be like? How can you compare this to the Holocaust?
Just okay. It's offensive yoga.
Yeah, and then I shoot in weird spots.
Where do you shoot?
A little bit in Tompkins Square Park, but I shot a bunch in Ecuador, in front of like cow pastures and like in front of waterfalls on suspension bridges.
100 classes. All right. Well, this is what I'm doing this afternoon.
I mean, it's it's accessible yoga.
Gets into yoga.
It is accessible yoga. I'm not one of these people like, it's not about like, clear your mind, body. Fuck all that. I don't know any of that shit. Here are the stretches. Try to get as close as you can.
Okay, yeah. Can we go back up to mandatory donation feels, what's the word?
Like wrong?
A, like a payment? Or like
it
a...
Sure seems a lot like a payment.
What's the word we mean? It's like a thing that's not
they've
right.
They've rebranded that you have to pay me. A mandatory donation.
Those two things don't go together.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
What's the word I'm
oxymoron.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is, though. It's just, I mean... It's such bullshit. Don't call it a donation if it's mandatory.
It's a payment.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a payment. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? For your taxes? No, you're charging me.
All right, well, I already worked out today, so I'm just going to watch this just for fun purposes later.
Yeah, Nate Bargatze saw it, and he goes, hey, I finally saw one of your yogas. I thought you were actually teaching yoga.
That's what we thought. That's
and then I heard you doing like a Holocaust joke or something about like blowing your mom, and I'm like, oh, right. Why would I think you'd be doing serious yoga?
Well, we were on the way here deciding what to bring you, and Raina was like, let's bring him a massage oil because he's into yoga. I was like, what does that even have to do?
No. But then we were like, let's bring the lube because he has a big dick.
This is what, thank you. They don't cut that.
Ari, how big is your dick?
I mean.
I really don't. Raina will take a look.
Is it a problem?
I've just always gotten nice compliments on it. I've never been like focused on it. I always used to think it was like small because every guy's like a little bit.
Well, you're also
young.
So tall. So
I thought it was small. And then some lady I was hooking up with in college, she was like talking about some guy with a small dick. And I was like, is mine small too? And she's like, what? And I'm like, I don't.
Oh, because you're
really
young.
Look.
You're not like running around looking at other guys' dicks.
Yeah. But how tall are you? Like 6'5"?
6'2", 6'3".
Oh. In my mind, he's 6'5". He's
taller.
You
do have like 6'4".
He's
giving
energy. 6'4".
Don't cut that.
But I have this whole thing of guys that, because I've like hooked up with I used to just in college hooked up with like a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
And
nice.
They, nice. Guys that are so big, if their dick is proportionate, it's just too big. But guys that are so big that have normal sized dicks, it looks so small. Like I heard this NFL player say, like, I have a good dick, but it looks like you hung the Mona Lisa in the Hoover Dam. It's just not impressive.
Wow. What a good metaphor.
I love the metaphor. But wow. It's just, you see it and you're like, oh my God, it looks so tiny.
Compared to your
on
body.
This huge, mm-hmm. On a guy that's like 6'8".
But like Shaq is proportional and he's just fucking blowing chicks up.
I'm a
have
huge
seen his
Shaq
dick?
Fan.
What?
You've seen his dick?
I've dreamed about it.
I'm sure it's something.
Everyone's dick looks huge near me. I have little hands. I'm a small little person. I'll make even the most medium sized dicks feel huge to you.
Medium.
I dated an ex of mine was like joked about his dick being like medium, and I saw it. I was like, this is perfect.
Yeah, boyfriend size dick, perfect.
Nikki Glaser did a bit about it once. She goes, every dick I've seen, just tell the guy it's perfect.
That was her special. Was called
yeah.
That.
And
yeah,
then
she
I remember
changed
like,
my life.
Watching it, going, oh fuck, I've been told that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know what was one of those moments that like I heard the guys like tell you like you the every guy was telling me like the best looking pussy they'd ever seen in their lives, but then I just realized guys just tell girls that a lot.
It's awesome to see a pussy.
You just
yeah. It could be disgusting.
I can't,
like, wow, interesting.
I'm gonna be honest. If I say you have a perfect dick, I mean that. I'm not saying that if I don't like it.
Yeah.
She's a woman by her word.
Yeah, not passing out compliments you haven't earned.
Here's how I know it's a decent sized dick is because every time a girl's like, you know, I've always wanted to try anal, I'm like, we can try it. She goes, no.
That's how you know. Yeah. That's how you know. Yes, the last person I dated, I would let him toss that thing up my butt anytime he wanted.
Really? Get that pencil in there. Hey, guys. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by sheathunderwear.com. I'm naked when I'm doing this ad read. And the reason is quite simple. Because I shit my pants. That's right. I'm a grown man. And I have questionable eating habits. And I do a lot of drugs. And as a result of those glorious things, I shit my pants more often than most would. I'm a 48-year-old man, I have no kids, and I shouldn't have any kids. In fact, I've had a vasectomy. But as a result of this lifestyle, I often have poopy in my undie poos. And the result is messes. Lots and lots of messes. So the one underwear brand that I choose to use is the underwear that keeps my shit in. Sheath Underwear. And if you use the promo code Ari at checkout right now, you can get 20% off your order. That's right, sheathunderwear.com. Use promo code Ari and get 20% off your order. That's 20% less diarrhea running down your legs. It's 20% less chunks running into your socks and shoes. Yeah, I'm Ari Shaffir. And those sheath actually has a pouch to put your balls in, to separate them from the side of your legs. It's actually quite nice for hiking. What's even better is when you're on a hike and you've shit yourself, it doesn't run down your legs. You will have to order more sheath underwear because if you're far away from a washing machine of any kind, I'd say get rid of it. They're not $1,000. They're affordable. So get rid of them and get new ones. Sheath Underwear keeps your shit in. And don't forget, use promo code Ari at checkout and you get 20% off your order. That's right. Sheath Underwear, the only underwear guaranteed to keep your shit in your pants, tucked in nicely so you don't ruin your whole day just because you live your life. Sheathunderwear.com. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I endorse this message. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast is brought to you by 3chi.com. Guys, do you know what 3chi is? It's Delta 8-THC. And do you know what Delta 8-THC is? It's drugs. It's THC. I don't know why they separate. I really don't. It gets you fucked up. Let's not be heady about it. You know, it's tough when you have an idea of like, oh, I'm gonna do a podcast review. This is just drugs. It'll just get you fucked up. It's not like, oh, you gotta go. Do you get fucked up? Then do the drug. If you don't do drugs, don't worry about it. But if you do, Delta 8 is like it's barely not THC. THC. It is. It's a federally legal version of THC. So I don't know. I think it helps veterans. Fucking, you know, people in the army do it without getting tested. To be honest. But anyway, yeah, Delta 8, 3chi.com has some of the best Delta 8 in the fucking universe. So go to 3chi, that's number 3chi.com, get yourself some vapes, some gummies. As always, that's what I like, the tinctures, the oils. Get the gummies, get a bag of the gummies. They also have like M&Ms, not trademarked. Yeah, all sorts of edibles. Yeah, they're great. Also, the cartridges are really good. I passed some of those out at one of the comedy clubs. Everybody really likes them. So, guys, get fucked up from 3chi.com, you know? And use the promo code Ari at checkout. Get 5% off your order. It's not bad, you know? Get 5% off of your drug purchase. Who's going to do that? It's like a buyback. It's like a buyback at a bar, but for high-quality Delta 8 THC. 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. Use promo code Ari at checkout. You get 5% off your order. Now let's get back to the episode. My friend had that. He said he had a story about a chick who was like, he accidentally put it in her butt, didn't realize. And then another story, and he goes, these women. I'm like, no, you. It's hard to get in a butt. It takes a lot of effort.
It's really hard.
Yeah. It's both people's real like helping.
This is very funny that guys, this is their test now. I feel like guys are sweating thinking about asking the question because then they'll know the answer. Like, should we try anal? And she's like, totally, absolutely. Like,
damn it, but cool.
That's how you convince guys to do anal with you. You look like you'd be too good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys like anal?
Well, I'm going to guess. I've never done it. I'm saving.
No, yes?
I'm saving that hole for marriage.
What?
I'm saving that hole for marriage.
Wait, what about us says she doesn't do anal and
just,
I do?
It's pretty, it just does. It's a vibe.
Giving, yeah. It's not for me, but I would like to enjoy it more. We were talking about on an episode earlier today. Like, nobody has ever like eased me into it by like playing with a butthole a little bit.
So I like butt stuff more than Raina.
Yeah.
You like tongue of the butt.
I like anything, whatever. Like, you can finger, tongue,
prayers,
you can
prayers
eat.
Prayers to the butt.
Huh?
Prayers to the butt.
Yeah.
I beseech thee, anal.
Yeah, get anus. In there. Yeah. I love it. I love full prayer hands.
You guys can do this in your yoga class together.
But yeah. I don't like, but I've never done anal, but whatever else is fine.
That's a move. You know this move where you go like this and like stretch that way with your leg out, and I go, like, you're looking to jerk off in public, and you got to look behind you if anybody's watching.
Wait, nope. That's how you jerk off in public?
Yeah, where it's like you want to jerk off and like, oh, is anybody
what making? Scenarios do you need to use this move when you need to jerk off in public?
The way he just did that reminds me of a time Rand and I were in a bar and she was giving us back. She was giving this guy
a hand job in
an over the pants hand job. Over the pants. And her leg was up like this, and she was smiling at me the whole time. She had locked eyes with me, and I was like, she's just so proud happy.
That's like when Bandit gets a toy. He's like, check this one out. You weren't here when it came, but.
She was like, what's she smiling so
and
much
your shoulders
about?
Just going up and down. Oh, my God.
Well, I hadn't hooked up with this guy yet, like, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to, like, go home with him, and I wanted to see what he was working with. So I just, little over-the-pants hand job in the club. Oh, man.
Justin Martindale took me to a gay bar, and me and Nick Yusuf to a gay bar in Austin. We were there for South By or something, and we saw this, a guy standing up over another guy, and just talking, and then they were just talking, and the guy goes, okay, and he just reaches in, grabs his dick, and goes... like that, and they just keep talking.
Yeah.
And I'm clear. He was like, no, I have a big dick. He's like, yeah, everybody says that. He's like, go ahead. He's like,
totally.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I would let somebody, yeah, I get
it's
it.
Such a different, I was on a date, and we ended up at the gay bar, a gay club in Delaware.
It so
and
fun.
It's like at a, it's a gay club play, like, yeah, at a beach town. So it just so, everybody's
Dewey?
Naked in Rehoboth.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, Rehoboth's the same. They're the same.
Rehoboth is gay. No, Dewey's trash.
We need to walk all this back.
He's from Maryland.
Oh.
So he like knows the, he's part of the culture.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Delaware.
Oh.
Dover.
Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Oh.
I just appropriated the culture.
But it was like, all of it was like so sexy because it was just so many like half naked dudes and they're all over each other.
Oh, they don't, there's no lines. It's
so I can totally see that. I can see, obviously,
that
someone's like, I have a big dick, and you're like, let me see.
That would work. No, almost no guy would say, if you go, I don't want to go home with you. I don't want to go home if you have a small dick. Can I just touch it? They'll be like, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, but you got to like get it hard also.
Yeah, that's
like,
a problem too.
That's
like, it's not presentable right
hard.
Now.
Yeah. I don't like to see you like this.
Well, I do a whole bit about this guy that I hooked up with on the road that was like the grow. I've never seen a grower like this in my life. I really thought it was a micropenis. It was just teeny tiny in my hand.
Yeah.
Like I was like jerking him off like this. Like it was shocking. I was like getting scared. Like I was like, I not in like a body shaming way, but I was like, I don't know what to do here. Like, what do I do? And he had a huge dick.
Really?
Like, I feel like I was telling people about it, and they were like, yeah, Ashley, dicks grow. I'm like, not like this!
Like,
not
we
like
were this. In the you car, understand. She couldn't talk about it. She was like, you don't understand. I need to talk about this for, like, a long time. I've never seen anything like this. I kept being like, yeah, dicks grow. And she was like, you don't get
not
it.
Not like that.
Not
the smallest I've ever seen mine is in the bath after a while, and it was only head. It was,
was this
stomach and then just only
how did
head.
It get? I don't get it. Can we
how
talk about
that happen?
This?
We got to ask a urologist.
There's that much chin?
I just went in there. I don't. I was like, where did it all go?
Oh.
Where the fuck does it go?
Right. Was this only head? Was
this
like
only head, or was it just like small? And
it
like,
was just like a tiny little like worm.
Mushy worm. Yeah. Like when normally like what
like I put it in my mouth. I was like, what am I doing with my life? Like I was like, I shouldn't have to do this.
I've put a limp dick in my mouth. It is so degrading.
But it must be nice to see the growth. Like you did that.
That's my joke. I say I felt like a proud mother.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Like I don't want children, but I was like, I did that. I created that.
Uh-huh.
So
did.
Much labor.
You're in it together.
Having a half hard dick in your
it
mouth.
It did
though,
feel
is
like that was the most work I put into anything in my life.
And we had shows that all week.
And
actually,
we had two companies.
We had done theater shows every night that week. L.A., San Diego, San Francisco.
That was the hardest
all
I worked.
Talked about.
Remember the next day we were driving back and I was like, great, I'm so exhausted. She was like, Ashley, you run the company. We run the company, but let's just not work
for the
day. I was
like, you own the company. Let's just take the day off.
And that was why I was so tired.
We just got to get into this, though. We're going too far. I want to get into sex toys.
Okay, let's talk about it.
You guys have a fucking company.
We have a fucking company.
That's very cool.
We have a fucking company.
You
yeah.
have a fucking
yeah.
company.
And
yeah.
an app so that we can pair it. The toys pair to the app. It's erotic audio.
Explain this.
So the whole company like is called Vibes Only.
Vibes Only.
And it is a whole line of pleasure products. So we have
this. Vibes Only lubricant.
Lube, blowjob gel, massage oil.
Wait. What's blowjob gel? Isn't that just the saliva from the deep back crevices of your throat?
But it tastes like mango or vanilla or passion fruit coming soon.
So you spray it in your mouth?
No, you put it on the dick a little bit. Just two little drops.
We have DMs. I saw one last night that was like, this has changed my whole life.
Really?
Yes, because girls don't. A lot of people are like, this experience isn't nice for me. I don't enjoy this. I don't want like a musty dick in my mouth. But if you make it taste like
a
mango.
A post-basketball dick.
Yeah.
Are you guys lube people?
Yes.
Big time.
I mean,
really?
I mean, I guess.
Isn't it like.
I mean, I have enough. I have a natural lubricant, but I feel like I can only get like really wet once in a like night.
Interesting. What about just like
it'll come back, but I mean, especially like if you've been drinking.
If I'm drinking, I'm a big lube person.
Yeah, if I'm not drinking,
weed also.
Yeah, so I just feel like it helps if you're going all night.
So just pour a little in there and like go for it.
I mean, also just feel it's also if you have a big dick. I mean, it is helpful. Like I was having sex with that guy actually, and I was like, it's starting to feel a little painful.
That you don't want in your mouth.
Yeah,
you weren't gonna stop me at all.
I really wasn't. I was like, what's about to happen?
We don't care.
Damn. Okay, so loop people, that's fine.
Okay, so like you'll go to the app, you'll choose like a character.
What do you mean character? Like, oh, so there's stories.
There's stories. And like
this is when I got into porn, is before you could actually get a picture. It took forever to download a picture, it was dial up. Mm-hmm. And so the stories, you could, it's just erotic stories.
Yeah, I used to read a lot. And then Dan Soder has like a funny joke about like when you used to like watch porn load and like part of the tit would load and like one nipple would load.
And you're like, good enough, I can get started.
Yeah, I can get started.
Cinemax. As you're reading,
yeah,
like I pulled over, my tire broke.
And I'm like, how long can I edge myself before like, I see your belly button and I just come.
Dude, edge is so underrated. It's just like being close, I'm like, nah, not yet.
Can We're you, I can only do it when I'm high. I can only like edge, because like otherwise if I'm sober, if I'm going to come, I'm going to come. If I'm high though, I can really go the distance.
Whoa. Yeah, I also just, I think it's great, but then I feel like with women sometimes you just like, you don't, do you ever feel like you just you miss the orgasm,
miss the boat?
Yes, it passes by
like
you,
like a sneeze.
It's
that you don't get to
if
take.
You stay up through like a sleeping pill too, you go over the hump.
Itchy skin, you're like, now I can't
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, you're like, uh-huh. I miss the window.
I get that where it's like if some chick's like come in my mouth and then it's like you're fucking and then it's like, oh, I'm gonna come, and then she takes too long to like get down there. She's like, okay, and she stands up and she does her hair. I'm like, oh, no, I meant I'm gonna come. Like, and then she like goes down there, and then it's like, it's done.
The moment's over.
Yeah.
So this one, we brought you one. You put this in your like
butter
partner's
such?
Panties.
Okay.
And it's got like a magnetic clip, and
so
then
you
control
then
it.
You can control it, yeah.
From the app?
So we have an app.
Oh, while they're at work and such?
So
that's coming in like
soon.
A month.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Gray.
As long as you are Bluetooth connected, so like if your girlfriend was upstairs and you were downstairs, you within reason, you can be on the same Bluetooth.
Is that charger?
That's the charger.
So Ari, but I can do it now from the remote here. So
really,
just die, die if it's died.
Oh, it doesn't have a charge.
Oh, it might be dead.
Wait,
we can charge it. We'll do it at the end. Here, let's see right now.
Wait, I got a thing.
She might be able to get it working.
Yeah, it might be. This one might have been like in the studio for a minute.
Wait, what did you guys? Why did you guys do a? Why did you guys get a?
Why did we start a sex toy company?
That's the question.
Ashley can speak to it.
Oh, I mean, we were always like, what should we do next to like capitalize on the audience and that we've built and the brand.
Do you want me to plug this in next to me? I can also. Okay.
That's smart.
And it was like a natural fit, and then.
Yeah, can I say you guys have a great podcast? It is a lot of fun to do. But when I met you guys, it was like early Me Too, and all I knew was like it said girls in the title, and I was like preparing a defense of Louis C.K. for whoever these liberal ass fucking, you know.
Well, we recorded with you down the street in Ashley's original apartment. Where we started the podcast.
Original
and-
dog, bad dog. Glad it's gone.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
And where were we? Did you
love that dog? You overstayed your welcome. We were like, is he ever going to leave? Uh-huh. You were just on the floor with the dog.
Yeah. We had a lot. We came back from DC that day, right? We like got off the train from either DC or Boston. We're like, can we cancel this guy?
Well, Raina was the one that wanted to have you.
And that, yeah. But then I met you guys. You guys are both like,
we're both what?
I was watching this comedy special one night in bed at home, and I was like, this guy's hot. We should get him on the podcast. And it was your one about not wanting kids. And
I like even better. He's
even
a pull
better.
Outer,
I was
for sure.
Like, that's crazy. I don't either. And then we had you on the show right down the street.
Yeah. But it was hella fun and sexual.
It was fun. And then you went really hard on mushrooms.
Talking about it?
Like really being like, you have to do it.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Have you done them?
No.
We're the last people
in
America.
I feel like I made the case.
I know. We're the last people that haven't done them.
I'm killing it. You know, I don't need
to
find anything.
That's like going like, this new Chinese place opened up down the street. It's like, I'm doing quite well in my business.
Well, do you believe that all the best Chinese places have 3.5 stars? Did you see this?
Interesting. No, what is that? Like, there's like a Gothamist article.
There's a, no this guy. This
it was the Wall Street Journal, actually.
Oh,
I don't know the guy that started it. I mean, he was an Asian man, and he was like, the best Chinese restaurants have 3.5 stars because if it's the one that, like, all the white people are going to and complaining about that, like, the service isn't enough or yada the ambiance, so it's not what you're in for. So he has a whole, like, it's an algorithm. It's not an algorithm, but
I
that's
love
his theory.
I like
love
it.
His theory.
Yeah,
this is the best neighborhood for stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean, other than actually Chinatown.
Yeah. Yeah, dirt Chinese is probably the best Chinese. There's a few cuisines that are like, you don't want nice. You want shit.
Mm-hmm.
That they do it right.
Chinese. What, vibe-wise?
Chinese, Mexican. It's like, what's an upscale Mexican? A burrito is
no.
supposed to be
there,
on the
there
street.
There are upscale Mexican places that are really fancy. Mexico City is actually the highest concentration of Michelin-starred restaurants, I think, in the world.
I don't want it.
Really?
Like, I did the one in Flatiron. It's like a five course.
Cosme.
Yeah. It's fine. It was delicious. That's not how I'd like to eat Mexican.
Yeah. You know who's has never been modernized and like brought fancy is Jewish food ever.
True. That little Romanian place that closed. That was dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Jewish food,
Jewish food just
bagels
like
and locks.
Just breakfast.
Yeah, it's always just breakfast.
Well, you don't, but you don't have to. Like, it's brisket and like matzo balls. And there's one guy doing it in Philly. His name is Michael Solomonov. He has like a nicer Jewish restaurant that's like creative and modern. But I feel like this is the last cuisine no one's modernized.
Generally, if you want to do a nice Jewish restaurant, it's just tablecloth. And
well,
that's
even what's that? I don't even know what that is.
But is it because of the cuisine? It would be hard to elevate it.
No,
but you can say that about anything.
Cheap and they don't care.
Oh, okay.
Watch my special Arch for a Jew on YouTube right now. You can find about that and more.
You could make like potato latkes, like fancy.
You could.
Brisket,
you could do
fancy.
Fusion-y stuff.
Yeah,
Jewish fusion.
Jewish fusion.
Does that make it fancy?
Yep. Yeah, faking.
It's a Jewish fusion restaurant. Remember the fusion moment? Everything was fusion.
Everything
was
fusion.
And you couldn't just have a fucking meal.
Everything was tapas or fusion. You literally couldn't have a meal. Everything was like Japanese, Spanish fusion. You're like, why?
Yeah,
but why?
Yeah, it was Asian and Mexican. Asian and Latino. They love combining those two. The sushi burritos.
Oh, yeah. No, sushi burritos. I waited in line for hours to get a sushi burrito in D.C. when I was a food blogger. Remember, like, ridiculous.
You were a food blogger?
Before I met, as I met Ashley, because we both had,
girls,
like, big followings.
Well, we did start it with
that
in mind.
Now,
and then it just, we didn't.
Then you're like, oh, we're just people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But food, I feel like when I was food blogging, there was, like, this trend of, like, making stuff that was so ridiculous and over the top. It just looked so crazy, but it was, like, inedible.
The Double Down.
What's the Double Down?
Is that a burger?
It's from KFC. It was, like, two chicken patties
right
with
away,
a burger
right away,
in the
she
inside.
Loves KFC.
It was just for
I do love
fat
KFC.
Americans. What?
I love KFC. I saw a box on the ground on my way over, and I was like, maybe.
Ugh, you know who loves KFC? Joe DeRosa. Whenever he's like, I'm trying to get in shape at the end of the night for drinking, he's always going to stop by that KFC on 14th.
Really?
He's just a staple there.
It's good. It's a good one. It's a
they
great
They know
KFC.
His order when he comes in. When he comes in, they're like, Joe, too much again? Because you know it.
Oh, my God.
So wait, so you got into this fucking dildo company.
So we decided to like launch these sex toys, and then we're like, what can we do that's different, you know? And people, they'll buy one sex toy, you know, maybe once a year, maybe once every 3 years. Mm-hmm. So we were like, what can we do?
You only get a new sex toy when your partner and you break up. It's kind of gauche to keep it for the next guy.
I don't think that's bad.
Well, I think people buy it. It's at the end of the day, we were like, what can we do to draw people in even more? So we both are such enthusiasts of like dirty talk and teaching people how to do it more in the bedroom.
Oh, I would love to know that.
And
it's so hard, especially with someone you already know.
Yeah.
Because you can't be like, you're a piece of shit, you fucking slut.
I would
like,
love
what are you
that.
Talking about? I cooked dinner.
Right, I would love that.
I would, that's my, if you call me, the more you call me a slut,
you're
the
like
better.
Jewish fusion was trash.
I love it. fuck your dirty little Jewish pussy.
You can't get that with a boyfriend, though, can you?
Yeah.
You really can.
But I mean, it's hard to find somebody who's
it's like,
you're
worthless doesn't go with, I've committed to you.
So this is something that a friend of mine has been like talking to me about. I want to do an episode on this, on like when that changes and you want your like loving, committed, long-term partner to like fuck you like a slut, and they like don't want to do it.
They can't do it anymore, especially after I feel
can
like
you
after,
not
after you people have had kids. They're like, you're the mother of my, you're raising my child.
Yeah, I think it's a real thing. I think a lot of people are like, I respect you, I love you, I don't want
to. Well, that's not fair. You were supposed to be able to have both.
I had both my last relationship, but he didn't have any money, so there's trade-offs.
He goes, you're worthless, and you're like, takes one to know one. You're on unemployment. What the fuck are you talking
about? I turned around and I was like, you are.
I make money at least.
Yeah, he like didn't really have a career, so I think he was just projecting.
But
actually,
I feel like this is something that women struggle with, where they're like, can you just like do the things you did and they're like, I don't see you like that anymore. It's like, I think it's I think it's a problem.
And it's hard.
And probably, yes, worse after kids.
Spit in their mouth.
I like that too.
Right. He's like, you're a mom.
I know. But like, I can be all those things, you know, like I'm capable of like going to the soccer field with my kids. Ew, but I don't want to have kids. But and also being a dirty slut in the
bedroom. I think women are better at it, is what I'm saying.
Better what?
Doing this, like going between both. Like doing the really intimate, loving, committed relationship sex and the like dirty sex, but the women seem to be the one complaining that the men have that like Madonna and the whore or whatever.
Yeah.
I've experienced that a lot where somebody just like really loves you. They're like, I don't want to talk to you like this. That's not the vibe.
You're like, well,
it's not the vibe. Exactly. Like we're talking about like vacation plans. I can't like, it has to be like all the time. When you have like a real fucking slab on a fucking, on a leash, you know, like a fucking scaz. You know,
just what
a fucking, just a fuck only relationship with somebody.
Oh, got it.
And then when you're like, when they like see you out, they're like, go to the bathroom right now. There's no like, how you been? It's like, you don't even do that at all.
It's also hard. If you didn't start that way from day one, it's very difficult
to pick it up.
Oh my God, it's impossible.
We always talk about this. Like, because you start a relationship and everything is, the sex is great because you just are so attracted to each other at the very beginning, and then it fades away, and then you never develop the tools to like do the things that you want to be done now, and it's like a little bit late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
right,
never too
right,
late.
Right.
I mean, it's that's why the therapy
hard.
Is
almost like
stuff.
You learn with the next person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I got to make this next one. Anyway, let's talk about these sex toys.
Okay. So we have the toys. We have all the accoutrement, the blowjob gel and the lube and everything.
Massage
and
oil.
Then we want people to get that stuff. And then the toys Bluetooth connect to the app. And there's a remote and there's erotic audio.
Should we play
the
snippet?
Yes, absolutely. So it's erotic audio. So it's some guy's like, hey, I want to do this too.
Yes, like your masseuse fucks you.
First person, like real POV first person.
Yes.
So, yes, it's in second person. So they're talking to
they're
you.
Talking
so
to
it's
you.
Not a story. It's like a
you're the character.
You're the other person on
could
the
you,
other
I'm
end.
Just brainstorming here. Could you eventually get it so good that you could be like, what's your name? And get not every name,
like
but
AI
at least like
technology.
those like license plate keychains, like all those names. You know, yeah. I know you won't get an Ari. You won't get a Reina.
That would be really cool.
But you will
everybody's
get an Ashley.
Ashley.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have it be like computer generated. And we have like all these voiceover actors that mm-hmm. record all these things.
Oh, you're so hot. Ashley. And I want to.
let's get that on the roadmap, actually. I really like that idea.
Yeah, so how about just getting fucked by a robot? You
so
are.
If I hit play on this, it'll ask to connect the vibe. So it is going to connect.
Can I put it on my butt?
I'm still charging. Okay, so now.
When I finally have you all to myself.
British.
Seeing all those people at the bar, I fuck you.
So it's going to go with,
well,
it's gonna go
I
with
would
the
be
story.
That dress off.
Let's get
at
a little
the end of it, been down, pushing
now
a little
pulsing.
Deeper with each stroke. Yeah, you love that, you nasty girl.
I am a nasty girl.
Oh, fuck. Are you about to come already?
I'm close.
You naughty, naughty sub. I told you to wait for my permission to come.
Let's see.
I can't wait.
Let me push into you deeper, harder, while that plug stretches out your ass. You beg me to come.
Yeah, this was the butt.
Please?
This is the butt play.
Ready for you yet. I need to use your pussy more. Oh, fuck.
He's got the best voice.
I can't hold back any longer. Oh.
How long is this gonna go, Ari? I can't watch this. Oh my
god! Oh my gosh! Whoa, that's interesting. I think
it's
just
great
in-chef.
Video. he's a four part. He's our star.
Who's that dude?
That's Conrad.
Is that his real name?
No,
no, we made it up. It's really fun. Brainstorming this
person.
Has been so fun.
Like, I would love to. We should have some comedian ones. We'll do it pretty much.
We've
for free.
Talked about that.
Should like, be like, yo, dude, I get some like real Philly trash accent. Yeah, I want to suck that pussy and shit.
Yes,
and like,
we
man,
joked about that.
It's such a fucking scaz. Yeah, let's go down to the shore and just like get wild, you know?
Well, we talked about having like
a comedy,
a funny fart. Like, there's that guy that does
Norm
that.
Norm would be great.
The Philly would be so good.
Norm would be great. I'll be like, hey, you're fucking pussy. I can't even do it.
Norman, Mark yeah. Norman, that'd be hysterical. He's like, wow.
Oh, you're juicy. Hi.
Oh, my whole body clenched up when you did that. Ugh.
No, I'm just thinking about different comedians.
I know.
The problem is when you're a comedian, you always want to be funny, but like this is a not funny moment. don't go for funny. Mm-hmm. You have to just be
serious.
But we've
had some insane like bloopers. Like we were looking for like a Scottish accent for a minute for like a bartender story, and we got one that was like straight fat bastard. Like it was insane.
I wish we had it. Do you have it?
Somewhere.
It's somewhere. It was the most unsexy thing I've ever heard.
But we kind of thought of like, should we do a like blooper funny section? The Philly accent, I can't.
The Philly accent would be good because we're both Pennsylvania people.
That would be fun just for like, get. It wouldn't be a jerk off to, but it'd be a fun detail for people.
I think it'd be hysterical. Like,
and
some
then
Staten
somebody
Island,
would be like, this actually is
some Staten Island firefighter.
Just trash.
Somebody would be into it, you know? Mm-hmm. The Staten Island firefighter, definitely people would be into that.
Right. That would be, yeah.
Every category on porn exists.
True. Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's into some. Guys, I got dates. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I want to tell you about my dates. If you liked Ari Shaffir Jew, you're going to love my new hour. Unless you were like a really religious Jew who liked hearing about your... there's no more Jew stuff in there. You know, maybe one joke. But I got Dallas December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Hyenas. Tickets are on sale right now. In January... And then that's it. I'm disappearing. In January, I got Pittsburgh, the 13th through the 15th at the Improv. Salt Lake City, January 20th through the 22nd. Shows just added on the 22nd. Tampa, Florida, February 2nd through the 4th at Side Splitters. Denver Comedy Works. Ooh, yeah, Denver Comedy Works. February 16th through the 19th. Guys, I'm doing a greatest hits week. All my best hits at the Denver Comedy Works. I'm trying something. Greatest hits. It's not my new stuff. It's all my old stuff. Hit after hit after hit. December 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th in the greatest city with the greatest comedy club in the world, Denver, Colorado. The Comedy Works. I'm excited about that one. March 2nd through the 4th, San Jose Improv, making my triumphant return, first time in a long time. And then March 24th, the Beacon Theater in New York. Pre-sale will start. Stay up to date. Stay on, you know, everything and follow me so you can find out when the pre-sale starts. It will start soon, in the next few weeks, I think. You want to be able to get tickets right away and get tickets up front. That's going to be a massive show. And then I got, you know, the UK. That'll be announced soon. UK and Europe. Guys, let's get back to the episode. But don't forget, get tickets. See me on the road.
We have stepbrother porn. It's my favorite.
Yeah, Raina's in charge of the step porn category.
Yeah, the family porn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's my dad? He's not here. Oh, but I guess you know, it's just one way.
Well, Raina just recently revealed that she has like a secret step family, and she like had a crush on one of her stepbrothers.
I didn't say I had a crush on one of my stepbrothers. I said he was hot. There was one time we were in a hot tub together, and I thought,
what? We were naked in a hot tub. When he was inside me, I realized he actually is attractive.
Have people been sending you this TikTok?
No.
Oh, people just, anytime we talk about something, there's something on the internet related to it, so they'll start DMing it to us. It's just this girl realizing her stepbrother's hot. People are like, God. Show this to Raina.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I hope somebody sends it to me.
Okay, so you have dildos. Do you guys want, when you're hooking up with some dude, do you want him to, like, go to the nightstand and pull something out? Or are you just like...
I mean, not... I think it's one of those, like, when the moment's right, not every time. I think it can be fun.
Okay, yeah. So if you're doing it and he just reaches over, is your thought like, oh... Or is it like,
I think that it can be fun to watch somebody masturbate. So like, I like the idea of like putting on a show, and like, that's how you like start the sexual experience. Like, somebody can watch you with the vibrator.
What do you mean? Someone watch you?
Yeah. Like I put on a show. I think there's a lot of women that cannot come unless they have like very direct clitoral stimulation. So it's nice to like, while you're riding somebody, to like have a vibrator.
You want the guy doing it to you?
I can do it to myself. Like, they can watch, or they can do it to me.
It is hot.
I like a cock ring. We're working on a cock ring.
Cock ring. A vibrating cock ring?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the guys involved, too.
Well, because, I mean, from when I started using cock rings, like dabbling, the first guy that introduced me to one, I mean, it was for, like, both of your pleasure. It's, like, for your clit and for his.
Yeah, vibrating cock ring. Like, you should get a yin-yang cock ring to go with that. Like, who knows? Like, boners and softies, they're all the same.
Yeah. And we're working on a butt plug, and mm-hmm. yeah, so that's where I'm into it. And then just the extra, when you just need a little extra, like a little bullet is
vibes
great.
Only. The bullet is nice because you can also take that with you.
And we have mm-hmm. so what we love is this. We're releasing this for the holidays. Should we talk about this? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not?
It's a bullet, and then it has these sleeves on it, so it's like you can change up the shape, and one like has a little finger loop, and then so you basically have this bullet on your finger, and then it has like a textured finger pad.
On
so it's
your
great.
Finger, like a sewing thing?
What
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Like, right. It, well, I mean, basically, you just put your finger through the loop and then the little pads, like the sewing thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I once so had this.
It's just a super powered finger.
So wow. I had this guy, this sex toy company, so many years ago send me, like, it was a. I mean, this was years ago. They've probably revamped even what this is, but it was like a little battery pack that the guy would wear on his wrist and then two finger pads that vibrated. So he just basically had like two vibrating fingers all around.
This is like
I used
that
it on a first date.
Marvel,
this guy was like, what is going on?
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's like Wolverine.
Yeah.
So that's
Wait,
really
so
fun.
So he had those on his fingers and he's just like, wow, that's fucking, that's nice.
And it
that's
was
nice.
A first Tinder date. Like that guy was just like, what is happening here? Because I realized very early in the date I like, wasn't into him. So I'm like, let's just try this new toy out that I got. Like, I never talked to him again.
That's
he,
great.
He
Especially if you know you're
months.
Fucking the first date, you're like, hey, I'm just going to use you. Get out of this. If I fuck you right now, we're never going to take each other seriously. So
yeah, it was a fun, like, little experimental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He so, called you for months. That's
he called
so
you for months
because
you
it
were
was
so,
a lot.
He was like, this chick was wild.
Well, I think he also realized, like, yes, and, like, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't like him. So we probably even, you know, sometimes that's what a guy mm-hmm. wants, like, the chase.
For you to not like him. Oh, yeah.
I like when you
But
actually,
fuck him
yeah.
and then just treat him. Like, yeah. bye. Like, yeah. it was, I mean.
You like what?
I like when you're not really into somebody and you're like, I can just do anything. I'll just
That's
whatever.
How it felt.
I was fucking yeah. my neighbor and I was just like, I didn't even ask.
In your
I
building?
Was, yeah, it's not.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's so dumb.
I know, Ari. And I fucked him like the month I moved in.
Oh.
Like, I didn't even wait.
She didn't have a bed. She didn't
I,
have a bed.
I had a bed. I had a mattress on the ground. We fucked on the ground. And then we fucked for like a while. I had to ghost him during COVID. Like,
oh
during
my God.
The quarantine.
When he's like, oh, perfect. We're all locked in. But I definitely have this chick who's willing to bang
yes,
in my
came,
building.
He was coming over like every day with like a case of beer. And he was drinking like 12 beers and getting all fucked up and being like, do you want to.
Didn't he sit on your couch
around?
Naked?
He sat butt naked on my white couch.
Oh, no.
After we fucked, I didn't come. He was always like half hard because he drank so much, but one day I was blowing him and I was like, I wonder, and then I just grabbed this vibrator out of my nightstand and I started like rimming his butthole and his taint with the vibrator because I always wanted to try doing that, and I don't fucking care about this guy, so it's nice, like the stakes are low.
Yeah, but that's what you get with talking dirty. You don't care. It's like, let's just do crazy shit.
I know. You know what you run into sometimes with people, I noticed this towards the end of my last relationship. The sex always included, like, you're a dirty little whore, you're my little fuck doll, all that. I was like, can we ever switch it up? Do I always have to be a whore? Every time? Sometimes it's too much.
I can't really.
Don't guys go to the same routine after a while? It
yeah.
becomes the same
well,
stuff.
Don't
they
run
you have
out
your go-to
stuff?
Lines. Exactly.
You run out of stuff.
Not everybody's an expert at.
I called somebody a pig once, and she was like, whoa, what?
That is the.
I, was like,
I use
know.
That when I really hate somebody.
You're well, you pig. Thought you were being pig. Sexy?
Yeah, I was like, you're fucking whore, you fucking little pig. And she's like, ew, that's a meat.
A little pig
what,
is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what
piglet?
I said. It was not great.
How did she react?
She stopped.
Are you into dirty talk? Like, are you just saying whatever?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't know them, then it's like, let's go for it. And also, what are you doing fucking me? You
for
are
the fences?
A filthy fucking whore. You don't even know me. You fucking skank.
Can I tell you
What's
something about your
you?
Your special?
What?
Well, you were talking about girls getting their period.
Uh-huh.
So I did, this was like when I was probably like 19 or 20. I was fucking this dude and I got my period and like he literally was like, oh no, he told me. He was like, I think I knocked it loose was the phrase he used. Like, I was like, you have no idea how bodies work. But he was so proud. And I think when I watched your special, you said like hitting the back wall. But yeah. he said I knocked it loose. Like it's
You're
a
like,
little
You don't
tap.
Think it was going to get loose? Like it was a loose tooth, but it would have stayed in for like another 2 weeks. If not for his fucking plunge.
Guys really don't know how that stuff works. They have no
Nor
fucking
do we care,
idea.
But
honest.
I liked your point that like it's flattering
yeah,
to,
it's like, oh, nice.
To them. Like uh-huh. I made you start your period.
That is really funny. The guys don't know. We should all just be out here telling guys that. They'd be like, what?
Yeah, just lie to us on certain things. Like, oh my God. Instead of being embarrassed about it, be like, wow, you did it.
I killed it.
I was supposed to start my period for like a week.
I have an IUD. I don't even get my period.
I don't even get my period. You fucking knocked. I might be fertile now.
Knock the IUD out. Yeah. Now my period.
The tooth analogy is just like a little tooth up there dangling.
I sent somebody a photo of Plan B like on my desk. And I was like, I'm having a great breakfast. And he was like, oh my God. Like I didn't know my like swimmers like went that fast. And I was like, I'm not pregnant.
It's not an abortion pill. It's
yeah,
the morning after
It's the
pill.
Morning after.
It's not an abortion.
I was like, are you an idiot? Like you really don't know how this works. He was like so proud that he had knocked me up 4 hours earlier. Like, yeah, I already took the pregnancy test. We've conceived
and I'm, yeah. What a
also,
dummy.
You could Venmo Wait, me this $50.
Oh, I love paying for a fucking morning after pill, but then be like, I need to see you take it. Oh, yeah. I'll leave you the $60, but I need video of today's date of you swallowing it.
There's a, I watched Issa Rae's new show, Rap Shit, and they had a scene like that where this guy sent someone to come to the club and bring her a bottle of Fiji water and the Plan B, and they took a photo of her like taking it. It took me a minute to process what that really scene was about. It was very funny. Yeah.
What else is there to use on somebody?
So we have three toys. We've a bunch more coming out, and
what about strap-ons?
We haven't done that something yet. We've done yet. So a lot of our toys are for external use. You just like put on your clit. But the new stuff is more penetrative.
But the most popular toy is called the Reina, and that's
You name it after yourselves.
Yeah,
that's nice.
There's two ends, and you can bend it to insert inside you. But one end is a clit sucker, and the other end's like a vibrator. Because this
a clit sucker.
These are like the most. Yeah. It's such a popular sensation. I mean, it's like mind blowing.
Sucking a clit.
It's like this little kind of air pulse flutter feeling.
Really?
It's like got a little hole. That's so your clit kind of goes into it. Yeah.
Your leg starts to shake. I mean,
really?
Your clit
it's shocking.
Nothing hotter than a girl's leg shaking.
So you fold it like your clit goes
knock her period loose.
Clit goes in there. Oh my God. And then it pulls it out and then that goes in you?
That goes, it can go in
you
if can. You want.
I like to put it in my butt. Not in. I like to put it like on my taint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, but the other end also vibrates. So people really like both ends of it.
You guys got to start turning those into microphones and use them on your
Ashley looks like a microphone.
Look at that.
It looks like Nikki's microphone in her special.
This is actually, you're the Ashley on my wrist.
Well, we sent one to Nikki and she was like holding it like a microphone. I was like, this is iconic.
Not it.
Yeah, the Ashley looks like a microphone. That's it. Yeah. Like a beautiful gold-plated microphone.
Damn. Oh, that's cool. That's the basic one. The big wand that you hold.
Yes, like. It's like your basic wand, but it's still better than all the other ones.
Have you ever had guys use it wrong? Like use one on you and then be like, stop.
No. I've never had that happen. I still think guys, not all of them, but some are still a little timid. They're looking to you to tell them how to use it.
Some direction.
They're not like.
Harder, faster, softer.
I've never had a guy fuck me with a vibrator ever. I've
really?
Like, only like penetratively like fuck me with it. Like I, maybe like external use.
Yeah, I've never had a guy shove a dildo
in my
pussy.
That little bullet thing goes in there and then like pulls out, then goes on your clit, and then like.
Well, so we have this really cool bullet sleeve. So it is, you put it on the bullet, and then it vibrates, and then it does have like two wings. So it's for a grip to hold onto it, and you put it all the way inside of you, and it's got an anchor.
How about this? Just brainstorming again. A real bullet. So if you can't get hard, she won't tell anybody.
We'll call that the Ari.
Too much. Okay.
We have a working name for it.
We don't have any names after guys yet.
This is cool. How long have you had this company? Vibes
June.
Only. Since June.
We launched in June. It was like really like an overnight success. People are like really excited about it. Their toys sell out.
And you give
them
permission
time.
To like get it. It's a bit of a taboo thing where it's like you have to go to a store and get one. And like, what do I get?
I actually really surprised with the amount of women that tell me they have never owned a vibrator. Women that I know have very active sex lives that are really adventurous and freaky in the sheets to tell me they've never owned a vibrator. And I was at this dinner on Saturday night. I was talking to all these women, and one who I know has had like multiple boyfriends. She's like a freaky little freak. She was like, I just never bought one before. I feel intimidated by it. I don't know what to buy. And I was like, I'm going to change your life, bitch.
Yeah,
but lots
it's crazy.
Of women never have.
Hmm.
I think that the
experience. They're not that expensive. How much is that one? How much is that fucking tickler that you got me on?
What? This one's
$115?
Yeah.
$115.
They're also Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. So if you actually started Bluetooth connected, they're like the less expensive than most. Because it's still like a Bluetooth connection to the app, you know?
Oh, right.
With a remote control.
How much is the app?
Like
is it a service or is it just come with?
It's a monthly fee, yeah.
Monthly fee to have
the
app.
Or you can pay yearly and you save a bunch of money. But the remote control is free and
the
there's some
free
content.
So you can like still use it on somebody without that.
Oh yeah. Big time.
Are you gonna have like more stories coming?
Yeah, every week. We have new content every week.
Yeah, you'd have to switch it up.
I mean, you have a great voice, Ari.
I'll 100% do it. Do you write it or do I just riff?
Somebody else can write it for you, or if you want to write and voice,
just riff.
Okay, as soon as I'm done promoting the special and like I have more time, let me like really think of like how long? That guy went on for like 10 minutes. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of writing. My hand's going to get sore before your fucking
battery runs out.
We do.
I think a lot of them jerk off while they're recording this.
You have to. I'm the one that handles all the content. I would know. Yeah, there is a guy that every once in a while I hear something happen in the room. I hear the chair squeaking but like one recently was really, it made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Oh
and then
God.
We had to kind of warn our sound editor, like,
This is happening.
This guy's jerking off. She's a lesbian for a second, so it's extra. She's probably like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But
he sent video unrequested. He just said, you may as well use it if you want it.
But then one of our voice actors who's been like our star, he's been so good. He disappeared for months and we were like, he may have died. Like, we couldn't find him. We couldn't track him down. He resurfaced today. His website was down.
Oh.
And we've been like upset. He's done multiple characters. He has multiple voices and he resurfaced this morning. It's been a great day.
Where was he?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
These people are like, we don't know that much.
Yeah, you're an erotic voice actor. You're not that normal. You know, it wasn't this or lawyer.
Like, I get so invested. Like, I want to know more about them. Like, the BDSM guy, like, I'm like, let me see his headshot. Like, I want to know more. Because I listened to hours of their voice, you know?
Do you hear, like, slapping? Like, leather slaps and shit? Do you put that in
post? Well, so, here's the thing. Sometimes they get confused and they don't know that they're not supposed to do sound effects. So, we've started removing sound effects from their scripts. Because we've had people
I would love
to
see a guy go, and I slap. Whoosh.
the sound effect.
Well, had a guy that was doing slaps, and I was like, said. "You don't do the slaps. We put in the slaps later." What'd you slap?
What'd you slap? He goes, "I was my gimp." I'm like, oh wait, what?
My knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the company.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Great for gifts and.
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we do the what.
Hey,
just
can
love
I ask you a question?
Like,
I guess you're more Christian. You know how you're supposed to kiss under the mistletoe? So if you take a girl under the tree, that's you have to fuck, right?
You fuck under the tree, kiss under the mistletoe. Okay. We're working on a fucking by the tree story.
Really?
Yeah,
you'd have to do like holiday stuff.
We do themes.
I love to fuck next to
Halloween.
I love
coming out of an Easter bunny
tree.
Outfit.
You do? I've never fucked next to a Christmas tree.
Well, you're not. You're Jewish.
But I've fucked a lot of non-Jewish people.
She gets down.
I don't think I've ever fucked next to a tree.
Well, you have a goal this year. Well, you're going to be at my house for Christmas. So
do you know what you should try that you've never done? Fucking in a bed.
I have fucked in beds.
Oh, wow.
If there's a service, I can have sex on it. But Christmas tree feels like family living room. So there's not a lot of scenarios in which I'm
that you're right there. And it's also like, let's just go to the couch. We're right by the couch. What are we doing this on the needles?
Yeah.
My like high school boyfriend, we broke up when I went to college, but then I came back for Christmas and we did fuck by the Christmas tree. Oh, my parents are listening. And then he gave me a pair of Timberlands.
And he's like, I guess these are for me, but you can have them now. wait, what was I just going to say? Have you ever, do you fuck in bathrooms at all in New York?
Tons.
Raina's more than me.
A lot of them. Yeah.
It's so wild. It's such a New York wild thing.
Well, there's a lot of individual stalled bathrooms in New York City, and they're big. Like the bar down the street, Bua, is a great place to have sex in the bathroom.
I'm trying to fuck in the standard bathroom before I move.
The standard is an amazing place to have sex.
The standard is so sexy. On the East Village standard, it's just like you go all the way downstairs. The vibe is sexy, very like lowly lit. And then there's probably like 10 individual stalls.
I'll just sneak
and
they're
there. All really good.
I did it at Union Hall once.
Yeah.
They're like individuals.
Okay.
And it's co-ed, so you're already walking in. It's no problem.
Tacombi, I've done some drugs and that had sex in that bathroom.
And it's just guys you meet that night?
No.
It's people you already knew.
It's people I'm already at the bar with.
That's the wild thing, is meeting somebody and then it's like hitting it off. It's like, let's not go. You live in Brooklyn, I live
in
Jersey.
It's so hot.
It's just right
it's
here.
It's pretty hot. I like the idea of just like, like rip your pants down and just do it right there.
I feel like I need to be in more of a... there's multiple stalls situation. I don't like the thought that people are like banging the door down.
No way.
That's why the standard is perfect, because there's like 8 stalls.
Yeah,
no one's in
individual
there, like...
locks. Like it's to the ground.
Yeah. Really yes. Need. Yes. Yeah.
Like Bua, there's 2 stalls, so like people really do want to get in there.
Right.
I don't like the thought
sometimes
of it. I don't like that. Like people are like standing there. I got to come out.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I'll knock. I generally don't knock because it's like, they're going to the bathroom. You know what that door's locked for. But now I feel like with cell phones, it's like you're probably distracted.
Yeah.
You're probably checking your fucking... do this in the hallway.
Taking selfies.
There's a line.
Ari, are you having sex in bathrooms?
No, only
you're
once.
You're pretty big.
Only once.
New York bathrooms are...
They can
be tight.
I would always love... I just never got like the invitation like, let's go in there. Except with someone you already know.
But that's hot too.
Like, yeah, but like... I think it comes out of coke too, doesn't it?
Like if you go
like
to
we're
do
going
coke?
In there doing blow and then at some point you start making out and it's like, let's see how far we can go.
Yeah, and that's usually how it's happened for me, is you're doing coke and it starts like filling you up a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I think if you've paid the check and you could be like, I'm gonna hit the bathroom on the way out, then you just text them like, come down here.
Right.
Only after you pay the check.
Shut up.
You don't have to. But if you both go down there, you're not sitting at the table for a while. They might clear your table.
Yeah.
They might think you dined and dashed.
Yeah, you need somebody watching.
Like, I don't want that on my record.
Especially if you have a good table.
You don't want to leave the table.
You don't want to come dripping out of your pussy down your legs and having nowhere to sit.
That too.
I've thought about like having sex right before our shows and then like going on stage. I would really like to do that someday.
That would be nice.
It's like a nice fantasy of mine. I've never done that.
I'll tell you a story after the podcast of that sort of thing happening to someone else.
Not you.
Not me. That would be cool.
I feel like it would be fun.
Just before the show, yeah.
Blown out and then be like right then, and then be like, hold it for a second, hold one person outside and be like, I'm ready. Like, start it.
Yeah.
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 I had a situation where I like fucked a guy that came to the show and I like had him come, like had someone go get him, bring him to the green room. I was like, I feel like an athlete. Like, I feel like this is what male comedians get to do.
The problem is as a male, if I fuck before the show, then I'm just tired all show. Then it's like, I need like an hour to like,
I feel like it's
get my energy back. It's cool, but like you're drained.
Yeah.
Physically drained.
Not like I've come in my hair. No, like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to like have be cummed on and then put my jumpsuit on.
But what if they're like, that comes in? It's like a popular fantasy of mine that I like fuck in the green room before we go on stage.
You should do it.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Who am I going to do it with? You and Bella?
Who's Bella, your opener?
She's our assistant. She
tour manager person.
Yeah, she does all of our like tour management. She's great.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it would have to be a fan. You'd have to know the person.
Or why like else a venue staff? Why like a hot venue guy?
Well, Raina fucks the venue staff.
I like you really?
I like the security.
She dated a bouncer from a theater.
Yeah, he was super hot.
Like, what spent state? Christmas with him.
Yeah, he's super hot. Huh?
No what Christmas state? Tree?
No, he didn't have a Christmas tree.
Not New York or LA?
Charleston.
Wow. And so you like you hooked up and then like, let's do this again.
Yeah, and then I like flew down there. He sent me, you'll like this. So we were really drunk. So we stayed, we had sex. I was too fucked up the next morning to like go to the airport. So I stayed another night. We went out. We were walking down the street. We saw one of these like holiday stores that sells like the ugly sweaters. And one of them was like a Hanukkah sweater, I guess. Like, and I went back to New York and he asked me for my address. And I was like, okay. And I gave it to him and he sent me, he went back to the store and got me an ugly.
I forgot he did that.
That's loving. Thought so. Yeah, I thought it was really cute.
He did that. I wasn't a fan of him, but now I'm kind of like, oh, that was cute.
It was thoughtful.
The most baller thing to do would be to fuck one of the staff that night, meet him there, and then just take off and never.
You came close to that. You just decided to stay and try to date him.
Yeah, you're like, it's like, let me commit. You went the exact opposite.
A few weeks later, I did fly back down there to Charleston. Yeah, I visited him in Florida. Yeah, we've done a lot together.
Oh my God.
Well, if I get dick that I like to go back for repeats.
It is nice. You already know the person. You're like, you're into the same thing. Once you know the vibe, it's like.
Yeah.
Well, Raina, it's funny because she's like, she likes to fuck the staff. Like, she's into like.
That's very
the
like
the security guard.
The security. Oh, remember I made queen. Out with the security guard from the Chicago play from Talia Hall? Remember I went out with him after the show too? Yeah. That was years in the making. Wow. So we'd seen him the year before and he was so cute. Didn't he tell us he had like gunshot wounds?
Yeah, he said he got stabbed. You were into that.
And you're like, damn, I want to see it. Fuck. Imagine working security. It's like, who's on tonight? He's like, a podcast. You're like, all right. And then like you're getting your dick sucked. You're like, what the fuck? I did not see this coming. I said I'd be home early, but I was wrong.
Some podcast? Yeah. I think it's going to be this nice little sit down calm thing. Oh my God.
The staff at venues is always really blown away because they think it's just a podcast. And of course we have like dancers and strippers and they know some of that's happening, but staff is always really blown away by the show.
I'm sure. Because also like, they don't know and they don't care. They're like, we see every different show from every genre, mm-hmm. night by night. It's rap mm-hmm. to fucking one guy with a guitar to a podcast.
So yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is actually a good show.
Yeah, we get that a lot. You guys were amazing. Their energy was crazy.
I'm sure there's like, wait, don't tell me type podcasts. They're like, ugh,
oh,
so
and then,
fucking dry.
Yeah. You know? And then we had the one, this was last year in, I think, Minneapolis. We brought a girl's Bumble profile up. And she matched with a guy. And he worked at the venue. He comes out on stage. It was unreal.
Wild.
He was
like,
cute.
He was so cute. I was like, this will never happen again. This is insane. Uh-huh. We did Bumble in another city and this girl matched with this guy. We got him to come down to the venue.
Get
and
down.
Then Raina ended up dating him.
Oh my God.
For months. And then I started fucking his friend and then we had to break up with him together.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice. That's it a was nice, nice together friendship story.
I would really not enjoy it if she was dating somebody who was like best friends with my ex. It's yeah. like a bummer. Not that that guy was like a serious relationship, but it's a bummer.
But then he's asked like, how's Reyna? And like, oh, dude, come on.
Well, he was like flying to come see me. I was like, you can't come anymore. I was like, you knew what this was.
You wanted it too much. You can't want it too much.
This was a double date situation or nothing. Yeah. It's both of us or none of us.
Damn. Where do you guys got to go after this?
Like in life or on the road?
No.
Ari, have you had a threesome before?
I've had two.
How did you like it?
The first one was really... No, the first one was great.
Okay, two girls?
Two girls. Only done two girls. And it was a chick that I had hooked up with a few times. And then she found a chick that she had hooked up with a few times. And she was like, are you down for threesome? And she was like, yeah, always. And so she was like, all right, let's do it. So she kept me in my other... Were you ever in my other apartment? The backyard?
No.
She was like, wait out here in like the common room, you know, the living room. And then I was like, okay. And I just kind of waited there for a while, like calming down because I was so nervous.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking.
I don't think everybody's like, I know how to definitely do this. I'm going to be great at this.
And then after like a while, like 15, 20 minutes, she just like, the one I knew pulled her head. I was like, all right, come on in. And then it's like, okay. And then I like concentrated on the one I knew for a while. And then eventually like a little the other one. And then she just goes, will you fuck? You stick your fucking dick in whatever her name is, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah. And then it was just on. It was just on every which way.
Okay.
And it didn't matter anymore. You just like, it's up to you, wherever you want to go.
Stuff, you pick your adventure.
She told me not to overthink it, too. She was like, that's a I was good like, how advice. Do you do it? What do you? She goes, let it happen. It's you, don't think about it.
I feel like I would think about
and
it.
And then
would...
the second one, not as
the good. Second one was a super hot chick, like out of my league hot, with another girl that was fine. And the other girl that was fine gave it her all, and the super hot chick just quit in the middle.
What do you mean she quit?
She's like, I'm tired. I'm fucked out. And it was like, well, and she's just out. Laying there. And it's like, well, fucking play with my balls or something while this chick's riding. Like, I don't know. Who are you quitting?
Yeah, it's hard.
The fuck are you doing?
But how long until she tapped 10,
15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, no, no. Not we're having hours. A threesome. This is a long thing.
Uh-huh.
And as the guy in a threesome, you have to be like, do not come.
How do you not come for how long do you, how long?
You just have to stop fucking. It's like, I'll go down on you guys for a while.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're at all close, you have to like, don't touch
don't
it.
Touch
like,
it.
Like we have to go for a while.
Okay.
I do feel like threesome is a longer commitment.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't be, if you can't hang for an hour, maybe you shouldn't sign up for it.
What the fuck are you doing?
An hour.
It was so disappointing.
Did you just like watch the two of them together for a little while?
Yeah, you watch a little two of them. You'll lay there for a minute and just like kind of watch and just like as they're like, you know, whatever. And then you're like, nah, I feel like sticking it in. So you just get up behind and like.
Uh-huh. Even if she was fucked out, she could have watched.
She could have watched. That's what I'm saying. Just fucking play with my, do something.
Play with your
grab
balls.
Grab her tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sit on her face while you fuck yeah, the other girl.
She was
face.
Too hot. She didn't have to try
too
that
hot.
Hard.
Yeah.
Damn, no work ethic.
Yeah, none. She didn't have to develop a personality.
Yeah.
I've always been like right in the middle, so I
have you done them? You've done them? You've both done them.
I never have them. So
wow.
Boring.
What?
I know.
And you?
It's embarrassing.
Yes. Two girls, two guys.
A girl and a guy. So two girls, one guy. Yeah. Really what I wanted to fuck this girl's boyfriend is really all I wanted.
So you're
I wasn't
like, you'll
like do. I wasn't like so into like having a threesome. That's not like so fun for me. I like to focus on one person, but I really wanted to fuck this girl's boyfriend. It was late at night. We were at his place and I was like, but I could get her to like invite me into this. And so I kind of suggested it and then I started like making out with her. But then we go
Smart.
Into the we go into the bedroom and she kept trying to touch me and I kept like smacking her hand off of me because like I just wasn't trying to hook up with her.
Oh, you like, gotta make her feel good. Yeah. And then he
was fucking me and they were a couple. And he was fucking me and she like really didn't like it.
Yeah,
and you could tell in the middle of it, she really didn't like it. And then they started hooking up and she like was not trying to have me. And I left and then I was all fucked out.
I mean, she probably felt the energy. Like she probably brought you in thinking that, that you guys
you
were
going to
have
a threesome.
That it was going to be equal. And then soon realized that you didn't give a fuck about her. You were just trying to fuck her boyfriend.
I tried the first one I tried. It was in Fort Lauderdale and this chick was like flirty. And then her friend, a lesbian friend, was like, yeah, she's always had a thing for me. And I was like, And I couldn't separate them. I talked to Diamond David Lee Roth once, and he goes, I've never understood how to separate two girls, like get one away from another. It's just an
It'd
impossible
be hard.
Thing.
Yeah.
So
Ashley
I was like,
and I are good. One of us will leave.
Oh, yeah, you can separate the shit out of us.
You're friends, and you know it. You're both
We're dying to be separated.
But I took them both, and I walked past this like outdoor bar. Rogan was there, and he was like, he saw me leaving with two, just walking past the two girls. Like, what are you doing? I was like, trying something. And then we got to my room, and then one was just done. And then the one who's like, maybe I'll come back. I was like, fuck.
The one left, and so the other, the lesbian's friend, like, left.
I gotta
with
drive her,
her
home. Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's girl code, I guess. I don't know.
Ashley and I are always trying to be separated. Yeah, but we're together 7 days a week.
I like
yeah.
the idea of you fucking or getting fucked or whatever and eating out a girl. Like the guy pushing you into
yeah,
another
that's
girl.
My fantasy of it is the guy's behind me and like I'm going down on somebody. Or yeah. I'm just laying on my back watching the show and someone's going down on me. That's actually the dream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
yeah.
ordering room service.
You're ordering room service. You're just like, no, you guys are good. We're sharing a room. Pussy, it doesn't yeah. matter. Don't let this stop you. Have you guys seen this episode of
Property Brothers? I had shows in Denver this past weekend and a thruple came and I felt so cool.
Three people came for you?
It was like a thruple. Like this man was married. He said he'd been married to the one woman for 12 years and then the new woman 1 year. I'm like, is this legal in Denver?
And they wanted you or just they just
no, they just
hi.
Came to the show. It was one of them's birthday. I was like, oh, I love.
That's wild. A polyamory is like, what are you doing? But it's hard enough with one.
I loved it. I felt cool. I was like, you know, most of them, they were like middle aged. Like they weren't just like young women, wow. which I love them too. But I was like, oh my, I have such a diverse audience.
It's really, you love to see it. I saw somebody walking in Domino Park. It was one woman, two men, one guy on either side, linked like a chain link fence, the three of them, head held high, never looked proud. And she was way older than me, like 50, 55. Also, Ari, you're what I think. Was Ari the first person that we talked on our podcast about like open relationships and like non-monogamy? Was it you?
Maybe. Yeah, I think that's the way to go. Have you ever done that?
I've never had an open relationship. I don't know if I can handle it. It's.
As people say, I don't know if I can handle it means you've never even tried.
I've tried cheating on people.
That's nice.
I've tried. You know what? For me, the sex part is not the part that bothers me. It's so every person we've talked to about open relationships has different like boundaries, like yeah. no dates, no sleepovers, no whatever.
I was a third for a girl, and she goes, "I'm all sleepover." I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like when anybody sleeps over, anyways. Yeah. But I feel like for me, I could have non-emotional sex, but the idea of my partner going to a bar with somebody and like. Touching each other yeah. and like laughing together, that I really
the problem is I get it but the with. Problem is like it's like you can't just be like come over suck my dick and leave
right
you'd be like come on don't fucking be a dick don't be a jerk
I guess it's just like treat him with a I little guess it's respect just like, I don't want to know then
yeah
yeah
like
then
I don't want to know
but it's like don't fall in love with them
the
but at the same time like
you guys have yeah
right but like, there's gonna be an in between like really connecting and just like not being a jerk
but I don't know how to stop it if I like somebody I like somebody I can't tell my brain, like, don't like this person. Because then my brain's like, but I'm going to like them so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's even, I mean, very few people are so just mechanical with the sex. I mean, there is intimacy. Like, even even when I have a one-night stand, we're, like, cuddling at some point sometimes. Like, intimacy just kind of can come with the territory.
I mean,
you got it for
a minute or two. It's like, it's common. Especially if you have rough sex. It's like, you got to hold them for, like, a little bit afterwards.
You got to hold them for a little.
That's what happened to me in Greece. I was like, I feel fucked up. I feel like my neck
Can you hold me for a little?
It was the best, though. When you're a third, she was just like, are you doing anything Tuesday? I'm like, yeah, I can't. I have spots. It's like, how about Thursday? I'm like, she's like, oh, I can't that day. I'm like, Wednesday, like lunchtime? She's like, okay, yeah. And she's like, all right, I'll take a long lunch. Okay, cool. And then just come over, like, let me shower real quick. Let's fuck. And let me get out of here.
It's a lot of people to coordinate. Lunchtime, fuck. I think yeah. because everybody has to leave if they have a heart out.
It's so clinical.
Well, I mean, we just came from a recording with a sex therapist, like psychotherapist, mm-hmm. sexual expert. And just women that were polled, 91% of women, well, their least favorite part, not least favorite part, but their favorite part is not the penetration of sex. 91% of women would not say their favorite part of the sexual experience is the actual penetration. And we were like, guys hearing that stat might be like, what the fuck? Like, women like more, like, foreplay, intimacy. Yeah. So it's...
You know why? It's because they're stupid.
It's literally the opposite.
Oh, yeah, it is. Good point. It's because we're stupid. We're
like, because you're stupid.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go. We have to go vote for women's rights.
Are you going to vote? Congrats. All right, let's wrap it up. Guys, vibes only.
Vibesonly.com.
Vibesonly.com.
The app.
There it is.
Apple,
get
Android.
The there it is.
Get the lube, the blow gel.
And then for the holidays, another toy is coming out.
Your audience has to be like primarily men.
Probably, but like they can.
That's
get
what I'm saying.
They
get the blow gel.
Buy this for your girlfriend. Buy the blow gel.
We have a set that's blow gel, lube, and massage oil. Like that is the trifecta for the bedroom for the holidays.
That's great. You have a package already.
And the panties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. All the things. Yeah.
That's nice. You need a prenup in there too.
We're gonna believe in prenups. Draft prenups.
Yeah. That's gonna be part of the package. There's a lawyer.
It's a premium.
I really want to do one of these stories. Down the road when I have time.
Just send the audio.
I mean, don't use it if you don't use it. But like,
we'll use it.
Okay.
Rain will listen to it. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We'll call the whole thing, like call it Jew. Like your special. We'll just call it the Jew.
The Jew.
That'll be the whole thing.
It'd make me want to joke. I'm so hot.
You just complain the whole time. Yeah.
Is this position okay for you? I don't know. It's like, it's hot in here, right? Should I put the air conditioning on? Guys, if you're listening, excuse the air conditioner, but it's just too hot.
Talk about your mom a little bit.
Yeah. Ugh, she's calling again. I just want to do my own thing.
And at the end, you knock her period loose.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you're bleeding all over me. This can't be sanitary. Girls Gotta Eat is the podcast, one of the funnest podcasts around. Everybody tune in. These guys are great. I can call you guys because you're not trans. You try calling a trans woman guy, they get upset.
That spiraled. We say guys.
Yeah, it's like guys.
Yeah, all, I do too.
Start
you
every
can't
episode
say
with
it
guys.
To a
Hi,
trans
guys.
Woman. They read into it. I just learned that recently.
Well, we are not.
You have to be very careful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So these guys are great. yeah, check them out. I get all this fucking. Yeah, start experimenting, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, all right.
For Christmas. You're welcome. Bandit, let's go put you in daycare.
Oh my God, you're so good. Je vais, je veux et je viens entre tes reins. Je vais et je viens, je me retiens. Non, maintenant, viens.
All right, that's the episode. Thank you very much, Raina Juberg and Ashley, Gentlestein. So I mentioned so that is interesting. All that stuff about vibrators. Go get a vibrator for them. That's cool. What a cool business project. So I meant to tell you when I was in New Orleans, I went to a record store, Louisiana Music Factory, New Orleans, and I found this album, Louie and the Good Book. It has in there a bunch of stuff about gospel. This album included here was among the pop intended productions Decca put out into the market in the mid-50s. Louis Armstrong, trumpet and vocals, plus the all-stars and choir arranged and conducted by Cy Oliver. The reason I tell you that is because song 3 on this version, there's a blue cover also with one song missing, I think Dear Old Southland on the second track. Song 3 in the front side is Go Down Moses, the song that I paid too much money to close out my special. Louis Armstrong charged a certain amount, and then Cy Oliver, here you see it, and the Cy Oliver Choir charged 25% more. And because they have favored nation status, they had to pay both their... I don't understand how it's both. But anyway, the point is, I got Go Down Moses, the song I went out to on my special, on vinyl. I gotta make a vinyl for Jew, don't I? I choose a cover. Jonah and the Whale, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. There's a song I want to go out to here because I realized later this song would have also... I'm happy with the song I went out to on my special. Go Down Moses is just like... The reason I used it was... I should do a commentary track for Ari Shaffir Jew. Maybe I'll do that for the last Lapis episode of the year of Skeptic Tank. Didn't it rain? I think that's the one. Swing low, sweet chariot. Didn't it rain? It's about Noah. It's about Noah and the flood. I could have gone out with that because that was my last bit in the special. Didn't it rain? I'll go out with that for this podcast. Just so you can hear it. I'll play it right now. But guys, for real, thank you very much for everything. 3 million plus hits is a massive amount. I was expecting that after by the end of the year, maybe, and I got it in 10 days. It's crazy. Yeah, a lot because of your support, commenting in there. Keep doing it. Tell your friends about it. Keep telling your friends about it. And a lot because of, I guess people liked it. They sent it to people. People have watched it multiple times. It's cool, though. The compliments I'm getting from comedians is cool. Yeah, I worked hard, so I'm glad people noticed it. Anyway, go jerk off, everybody. That's the important thing. Go use a fucking vibrator of some sort, stick it up your fucking pussy, and let it vibrate until you jizz. Until you jizz, girl jizz, into your panties. Panties has to be one of the crudest, most disgusting words there are. All right, again, my dates, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Salt Lake City, shows added. Tampa, Vancouver, on sale now already. I think Seattle might be coming right before Vancouver and at the end of February. San Jose, and New York City, March 24th. Tickets will be on sale. The pre-sale will start soon. So that's it. And then I got Europe and the UK coming in last week of April and all of May. Maybe the Middle East. We'll see. And I think I might try to go to Edinburgh again this year. I'm 70-30 going to go to Edinburgh. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next week. I'll see you later. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair, I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Good vibrations. Good.
Feel it, baby.